The municipality of West Nipissing is set to implement a social media policy which will apply to all employees and elected officials who use social media to conduct business on behalf of the municipality or council, staff explained in memo to council. However, the policy also applies to personal use of social media by staff and councillors, where that use relates to the business or operations of the town, including discussing, sharing, or commenting on municipal business matters. The municipality maintains 8 social media sites, including the Municipality of West Nipissing, the West Nipissing Fire Service and the Sturgeon River House Museum pages on Facebook. The point is to increase awareness of municipal news and events, and engage with residents and community partners. These pages are overseen by the municipality's communications officers, who consult with the senior management team. One of the primary roles in overseeing these social media pages is to positively enhance the municipality's image and communication with residents. And this has been the case, mentioned West Nipissing's chief administrative officer, Jay Barbeau, adding it's a two-way street, as staff often learn of concerns within the municipality from residents posting on those pages. However, although staff and council aims to address all appropriate comments in a timely fashion, at times they are unable to reply individually to all messages and comments received on social media, staff explained, and to ensure your voice is heard, people are encouraged to contact the municipal office directly by phone or email. What about harsh comments, or if a resident has an issue with something posted on a municipal page? The municipality, upon receiving such a complaint, will review the content in question and, if the material is deemed unacceptable, it will be removed from the site. We're not in a hurry to curtail free speech, Barbeau said, although the goal is to remove comments deemed abusive to any individual. We understand that we are public servants, Barbeau mentioned to council, and that everyone has the right to speak their mind, as long as it's done in a civil manner and not in an accusatory and derogatory manner that's offensive to anyone in this room or staff. As for blocking or banning social media users on municipal pages, staff explained that such measures are rarely warranted. But if an individual violates the social media terms of use repeatedly, there is recourse for denying them access to that social media site. Those terms include not posting prohibited content, such as abusive, profane, or hateful comments, encouragement of illegal activity, or messages that contain spam. Staff are expected to never use social media in a manner that would harm the municipality's image or reputation, and to act with respect, dignity, and courtesy towards members of the public. Essentially, the rules governing councillors and employees outlined in the Employee and Council Code of Conduct apply to all interactions. See. West Nipissing councillors bask in the Code of Conduct. Moreover, municipal employees are subject to the Workplace Violence and Harassment Policy and the Ontario Human Rights Code as well. And those who violate the terms of the social media policy will be subject to discipline up to and including dismissal. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.